One can isolate Kurt because of the video camera blocking the left side of his face. The hum gets louder and louder. Then, about 5 seconds before the Buick starts shooting off those flashes, the sound stops. A viewer of this tape can hear an exciting babble of voices, non-identifiable, all seeming to ask questions. Then the image disappears for the first time. The Buick and the shed are both gone, lost in the white.
"Jesus Christ, did you guys see that?"
Huddy Royer screams.
There are cries of, "Get back, holy fuck," and everyone's favorite in times of trouble. "Oh, shit."
Someone says, "Don't look at it," and someone else says, "It's pissing lightning," in that weirdly matter-of-fact tone one can sometimes hear on cockpit flight recorders. A pilot who's talking without realizing it, who only knows that he's down to the last 10 or 12 seconds of his life. Then the Buick returns from the land of overexposure, looking first like a meaningless clot, then taking back its actual form. 3 seconds later, it flashes out again. The glare shoots thick rays from every window and then whites out the image once more. During this one, Kurt says, "We need a better filter." And Tony replies, "Maybe next time." The phenomenon continues for the next 46 minutes, every bit of it captured on tape. At first, the Buick whites out and disappears with every flash. Then, as the phenomenon starts to weaken, the viewer can see a vague car shape sunk deep in soundless light bursts that are more purple than white. Sometimes, the image joggles and there's a fast, blurry pan of human faces as Curtis hurries to a different observation point, hoping for a revelation, or perhaps just a better view. At 3:28:17, one can observe a jagged line of fire burst up from, or maybe it's through, the Buick's closed trunk. It shoots all the way to the ceiling, where it seems to splash outward like water from a fountain. Unidentified voice, "Holy shit, high voltage, high voltage." Tony, "The hell it is." Then presumably to Kurt, "Keep taping." Kurt, "Oh yeah, you better believe it." There are several more of the lightning bolts, some shooting out of the Buick's window, some rising from the roof or the trunk. One leaps out from beneath the car and fires itself directly at the rear roll-up door. There are surprised yells as the men back away from that one, but the camera stays steady. Kurt was basically too excited to be afraid. At 3:55:03, there's a final weak blip. It comes from the back seat, behind the driver's position. And then there's no more. You can hear Tony Shandling say, "Why don't you save the battery, Kurt? The show seems to be over." At that point, the tape goes momentarily black. When the picture resumes at 4:08:16, Kurt is on screen. There's something yellow wrapped around his midsection. He waves jauntily and says, "I'll be right back." Tony Shandling, he's the one running the camera at that point, replies, "You better be." And he doesn't sound jaunty in the least.